In a striking commentary on the state of journalism in an era dominated by celebrity culture, media giant Gannett, owner of more than 200 daily newspapers including USA Today, has unveiled plans to hire dedicated reporters to chronicle the activities and impacts of music luminaries Taylor Swift and Beyoncé. This development, which is part of a broader endeavor to magnify its readership by capitalizing on the star's mammoth following, has elicited both exuberance and disdain, precipitating a far-reaching discourse on journalistic ethics and priorities amid a terrain of increasing media fragmentation and financial volatility. Gannett's strategy emerges at a juncture when local journalism is in a precarious state, witnessing extensive job cuts across markets in recent years, including a notable reduction of 6% in its news division last December. In this context, the decision to designate specific roles for Tay and Bay has touched a raw nerve, engendering skepticism regarding the dilution of journalistic values and the sidelining of grassroots reporting. Brad Vidmer, a senior reporter at the Hawkeye in Burlington, Iowa, a paper formerly owned by Gannett but later acquired and stripped of resources by the investment firm-run publishing company Gatehouse, lamented the depreciating focus on community journalism. His remarks shed light on a perilous trend, the continuous downsizing of newsrooms with journalists shouldering multifarious roles, thus compromising the depth and quality of local news coverage. Gannett envisages the new positions, slated to be based at USA Today and Nashville's The Tennessean, to delve deep into the multifaceted careers of Swift and Beyoncé, offering profound analyses of their musical odysseys while capturing the fervor surrounding Swift's ongoing tour. The roles would augment the existing team of music reporters at The Tennessean, reflecting a substantial investment in pop culture journalism. However, this decision has invoked stringent criticism from quarters like the News Guild's New York branch, which accused Gannett of jeopardizing local news coverage to the detriment of profound journalism. This skepticism finds resonance in the larger journalistic community, concerned about the potential commercialization of the journalistic ethos. In defense, Lark-Marie Anton, Gannett's chief communications officer, underscored that the inception of these roles does not imply a contraction in other journalistic positions. She emphasized the expansive influence of Swift and Beyoncé across industries and the socio-cultural landscape, articulating the rationale behind deep diving into the narratives of such potent figures who are shaping a generation. As the debate unfolds, Robert Thompson, a prominent media scholar at Syracuse University, added a nuanced perspective, initially dismissing the move as preposterous before acknowledging the unique positioning of Swift and Beyoncé in contemporary culture. He suggested that a meticulous exploration of these artists' lives could potentially unfold rich, insightful narratives depicting the intricacies of 21st-century America. Despite acknowledging the potential depth of this endeavor, Thompson expressed reservations, acknowledging the legitimate concerns stemming from a decreasing focus on local news reporting. He stressed significant scrutiny that the selected journalists would face, tasked with navigating the guarded and fiercely protected realms of these stars while facing the wrath of their vast and impassioned fan bases. As the industry remains divided, it beckons a contemplative reassessment of the shifting sands of journalism, probing whether the move marks an ingenious, adaptive strategy or a detrimental departure from the core tenets of journalism. At the heart of the controversy lies the delicate balance between garnering readership through pop culture reporting and upholding the gravitas of hard news, a debate that remains ever pertinent in the dynamically evolving media landscape. With AFP.